Sir, why are you calling it? Do you realize that Americans, Asian Americans, are being discriminated against because of using the Chinese virus? And he goes, it's from China. That's why we call it that. And of course, she rants and raves for another 5 minutes about that. It's a Chinese virus. It came from China. Until we and I know historians, liberal historians are trying to go right now, are trying to rename the Spanish flu to the 1918 flu, but that's just stupid. Anyway, let's listen to Alpha Dog get down.
Okay, why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China.
A lot of people say it's racist.
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. That's why. Comes from China. I want to be accurate. Yeah, please, John. Please.
I have great love
for all of the people from our country. But as you know, China tried to say at one point, maybe they stopped now, that it was caused by American soldiers. That can't happen. It's not going to happen. Not as long as I'm president. It comes from China. John, please.
Two questions.
Okay.
And so apparently there's a part two to that, and my amazing producer Justin, which is just me being redundant, has it.
Mr. President, there's reporting that the federal government has a plan that shows that this coronavirus outbreak might last as long as 18 months. Are you seeing those numbers?
Could it just actually last? No, we're not seeing that at all.
And then my second question is, there are at least one White House official who used the term Kung Flu, referring to the fact that this virus started in China. Is that acceptable? Is it wrong? Are you worried that having this virus be talked about as a Chinese virus, that might
I
help?
I wonder who said that. Focus, you know who said that?
I'm not sure the person's name, but would you condemn the fact?
Say the term again.
A person at the White House used the term Kung Flu.
Just the
My
term.
My question is, do Kung you think that's wrong? Kung Flu. And do you think using the term Chinese virus, that puts Asian Americans at risk, that people might target them?
No, not at all. I think they probably would agree with it 100%. It comes from China. There's nothing not to agree. Okay, how about last question?
How about no? It's essentially what just happened. They're using the term Kung Flu. Can you believe this? I like how he said, say it again. He got her to say, well, an officially, no. What is it? It's officially in here. No. What is it? Kung Flu made you say it. I mean, the fact that the Chinese don't even have to pay these people. People in liberal media to say these talking points. It's a conspiracy. Dude, look at this. These people are working overtime to blame Trump on a virus that came from Wuhan, China. That's why we, here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, streaming live this week at crusadechannel.com for free, we call it the Wuhan. Just like when the Ebola virus was in Texas, however many years ago, we didn't say, it's the virus that kind of came from Africa, and it kind of affects one type of people, but maybe we should just call it a virus. No, we called it Ebola. I'm pretty sure pigs didn't care when we called it swine flu. But we have these groups of people who are not about calming the masses. They're not about calming the masses and reassuring. It is all about, essentially, for lack of a better term, gaslighting people. Gaslighting the public. Why are there people getting tons of paper towel rolls? Because they're reading articles from the ivory tower media, safe in their little towers, talking about how, why didn't the rest of the world heed the call of the Chinese when they were fighting this outbreak? These same people back in February were saying, ah, it's not a big deal. Nah, it'll be fine. And they were calling it the swine, not the swine flu. They were calling it Corona or the Chinese virus, the Wuhan virus that came out of Wuhan, Providence. So when you have Chinese propaganda saying, oh no, American virus, you make it in your cheeseburger, American virus. Excuse me. No. If that's the case, 80,000 at least of your brethren who you are standing on top of to blame the U.S. Oh, and by the way, I do not for one single solitary second believe the Chinese today. Oh, no, we have no more cases. Look at that. We cure it. You're gone. No. I doubt that. You know why? Because they sealed all the people that had any kind of sneezes. They sealed them in a room. Oh, you sneeze. You go in the back. We have no more cases, sorry. No, I don't believe it for one single solitary second. Just like I don't believe that the 80,000 is a correct number. It's probably 160. It's probably double that. Triple that. And there are Asian Americans in the United States. Oh, well, nobody's going to Asian. Nobody's going to any restaurants now because you scared the population into self-quarantine. And if you didn't scare them into it, you scared their governors or mayors into forcing them into lockdown. Okay, this whole thing. I mean, even people at The Atlantic are getting this. The headline, China is avoiding blame by trolling the world. It is the fault of the Chinese. That doesn't mean I hate Asian Americans. Which, by the way, that's racist to people who are Vietnamese, South Korean, Japanese. When you're like, oh, Asian Americans are set, you're calling it the Chinese. That's, I don't put the Chinese in the same category because they're not the same people, you bunch of racists. Anybody ever catch that one? These people are so bent on being politically correct and appeasing the Chinese that they don't even realize how absolutely, oh, well, Asian Americans are upset that you're calling it the Chinese virus. I'm pretty sure Japanese people aren't. South Koreans aren't. Taiwanese people aren't. Malaysians, Philippines, nope. But you are lumping them all into the same category. Who's the racist now?